Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 13th of August, recording at 9:12 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here today. Very subdued action in the Asian stock markets. That's a euphemism for saying that they were mostly down, though India continues to show relative strength, but it was down a little bit in here today. Japan sagging a couple of percent on the news regarding its forecast to slip into recession, or perhaps its actual confirmed slip into recession over the last quarter. European stock markets were down on the day, and some fairly big hits in here. A lot of declines of over 2%. Now, Wall Street was also down, and although it closed off the day's lows, actually it pared back the declines until about 15 minutes before the close. Dow is only down 109 points, that's less than 1%, and the Nasdaq was just about unchanged. Now, leading, there was some concern over banks. I'll explain that in a moment. Now, elsewhere, this was a really interesting day because there was a lot of dramatic activity here, particularly regarding some of these very overextended, at least in the short term, trends. And I've commented on a lot of them here today. But let me give you sort of an idea. The grains were all limit up today. The grains in the three main Chicago grains, soybeans, corn, and wheat, were all limit up today. Precious metals had a pretty good bounce today. Some of the very overextended currencies against the dollar, such as particularly the New Zealand, had an upside key reversal. The Aussie dollar, big tail on the chart, these very overextended trends. Natural gas and crude look overextended, and they were both firmer in here today, but not quite so dramatic as what I mentioned some of the others. And something else that'll come to me, no doubt, as I progress. Dollar. Here, overall, it's a little bit mixed. The dollar index at the moment is showing a modest gain, and but it's more of a sort of an unchanged day here today. That's the way I would describe it. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, first, as far as stock markets are concerned, the SEC, which I think has been an incompetent organization for the most part, as have all the other regulators, the SEC allowed its ban on naked short selling of banks to expire here today. And so we had some selling pressure occurring, and not surprisingly, some of the banks had rolled out bearish reports on their own sector in here. What the SEC really should have done is, I've argued, and more authoritative sources such as Michael Lewitt, posted some of his reports, said is that they were absolutely insane to remove the uptick rule on short selling last year. They should reinstate that immediately, and probably the only reason they're not doing that is because they'd have to say we were wrong last June. June a year ago, that is. And that would involve a loss of face. But it was a disastrous decision, and I think they should also keep a ban on naked short selling. In other words, if you want to sell short, fair enough. I have nothing against short selling. It increases liquidity, but I do. The effective policy is that you do require anybody who wants to sell short a share to go out and to borrow the stock. If they don't want to go out and borrow the stock, short futures. That's what one of the reasons they're there. So I'm certainly not against short selling, and I'm not vilifying short sellers as a category, although there's no doubt we've had an awful lot of cowboy capitalism here in the markets and pyramid selling, and of course that's going to take place if you don't have any kind of sensible regulation. So enough said on that point. That caused the bank indices to wobble. They'd been pretty strong right up until through yesterday in terms of the European ones. And I've said it before, but if the banks fall back down, the bank indices fall back down and retest their lows, let alone extend their overall downtrends, then that will be a heavy weight on the broader stock markets. Conversely, if we get the banks no more than giving up a little ground, ranging, and then they break up above the highs that we've seen so far this month, that would be quite a good tailwind behind global stock markets. I'm not going to attempt to guess which way that's going to go. Well, I will. I will. I think, go for it, David. I think we'll have some nervousness, and but the indices will probably hold. I'm basing that on the fact that those lows were so climactic. But I don't know how much right-hand extension, ranging, lengthy convalescence, and so on takes place. It's familiar ground for those of you who've listened to the audios regularly. So this is still sort of tricky time here overall for stock markets. That's not going to go away immediately, as you know. But it is from environments such as the recent environment that we've seen that the phoenixes of much more sustainable rallies eventually rise, and that will also be the case in time. But we may have to be, we most likely will have to be patient a while longer. But there's no evidence, subject to what these banks do, there's no evidence that the global rally proper in stock markets is kaput. But we've certainly seen some selling pressure in here recently, and it's not a bad idea to be a little cautious still against that background. Now, much on gold. I did a review on gold in here today. I didn't put in all the charts. I mean, we've got, good heavens, we must have over 100 charts on gold if you factor in all the currencies, gold and all the various different currencies. But my feeling is that in this current environment, with all the deleveraging that's going on, with the dollar having seen its rally, albeit an somewhat overextended rally, there are a lot of headwinds for gold. With the some of the hot money that had poured into commodities coming back out of commodities, that we've seen technical damage in these precious metals. Fortunately, I've been able to comment on that and identify that pretty early, and we had that great lead signal from platinum, as you know, warning that gold was going to go down. But again, gold, platinum, silver, they're all overextended on the downside. Palladium, ditto. They started to firm yesterday. Today we had some modest upward dynamics. A number of them are near prior support levels or potential support levels, and they're overextended, as they say, on the overextended in the short term. And therefore, and there's some psychological support levels, like gold falling back to almost to $800. That's some round numbers are going to be important psychologically. So we have an environment really for a bounce, and that's what I expect. But I don't think the bounce will be good enough to gain traction beyond the very short term. In other words, we get a good bounce, And then I would expect markets to retrace a fair amount of it, and it'll be the extent of that retracement that will be informative. But all these precious metals have absolutely hammered their 200-day moving averages, so there's just too much technical deterioration has taken place here in the short term. That doesn't mean that I think the secular bull market is over. It doesn't mean that because some of these commodities fall back a long way that I think that the secular, I beg your pardon, that this commodity super cycle is over. But we are in an environment that I've said has slowed the economic cycle and therefore lengthened it fairly and fairly considerably. So again, I feel that it's just going to take gold a fair amount of time to regroup and the other precious metals to establish new floors that can sustain another worthwhile uptrend. At $800, is gold closer to a buying level than a selling level? Absolutely, in my opinion, because it would be down over $240 from the high. But that doesn't mean that it couldn't get a painful move below 800 in the interim, for which I'd say it would be painful for anyone who picked it up on a leverage position. I'm certainly content to watch, although if you put a pistol at my head today, I'd have a small long position. But again, I'm content to watch. And you know how actively I've traded gold at times in the past. Well, some of you will, gold and the other precious metals. Okay. Crude oil. I do think crude is going to go under $100, but not in a straight line, and it has been a pretty much of a straight line descent. So I think to get some choppy two-way activity, that would hardly be surprising. And ditto for natural gas, which has had such a big downside move. U.S. dollar looks overextended on this rally. There has been some more commentary on intervention. Now, yesterday I posted, as part of an email, thanks to a subscriber sending in this report by James Turk, who'd pointed out the sharp increase in foreign holders of treasuries, citing that as an example of intervention. And today, Axel Merk wrote about it from a slightly different perspective, and I'm having a senior moment. I can't remember the specific point that Axel Merk made that signaled that we had seen some intervention in the U.S. dollar. It may come to me, but you can read the article. But at any rate, I do think, and I had wondered out loud in the audio, that is, on several occasions, as to whether we'd had a little bit of a pact between the Bush-Cheney administration and the Saudis. Remember, they both went over to Saudi Arabia. I think Bush was there in July, wasn't he? And then it wasn't all that long thereafter that we saw the dollar pick up, and we also saw oil tank simultaneously. So it would make sense, and it would suit both their interests, in the sense that oil was at such a high level that it was destroying demand, and that doesn't do the oil producers any good. And they were reluctant to increase, the Saudis would be reluctant to increase oil, the supply of oil, that is. If they're losing purchasing power because the U.S. is continuing to overprint the dollar. So again, I think they bought a dollar rally in here. That does make sense. I did wonder about it, and now we're starting to get some real evidence coming through to that effect. And it's interesting because previously we've had these quite dramatic highly publicized central bank announcements of their dollar support operations. Mind you, there haven't been all that many of them, maybe five or six at most, since Bretton Woods, since the breakup of Bretton Woods in 1971. But they've been important. This one, if it has occurred, and I think it probably has been clandestine in the secret sense rather than the sinister sense of that word, so unannounced, and for their own reasons. But I think what it will mean is that, well, what first what it's meant technically, if that happened, is that they bought enough, the U.S. Would presumably have bought enough dollars. Oh, yes, it was Axel American mentioned the drawdown in the Treasury's holding of foreign reserves. So they sold euros, in other words, to buy more of their dollars. They sold what euros they had. Talk about throwing the better stuff away. But at any rate, I think that what we will almost inevitably see, and we have seen after other interventions, is that you get a retest coming down into the lows. And I think that's quite likely. But I do feel that we won't get a break through the dollar's lows anytime soon. But I do expect a retracement of the gains that we have actually seen. And unless we were to get more aggressive intervention in an effort to push it up, that would always be a possibility, although I think it would be rather foolish of them to do it now. And they would wait until it had sagged back. We will see. But the technical aspect of that, all they really had to do, and remember the dollar was quite weak in that mid-July, in that run-up in July, first 2 weeks of July. Well, it had been sliding for a little bit longer than that. But the dollar was down near the lower side of its ranges. And I was concerned that we might see a downward break and that that would have some nasty implications, although it would have been bullish for gold, which I still held a small amount of at the time in terms of futures longs. But all the intervention would have had to do was squeeze the people who were obviously short the dollar because it was testing its lows. So you squeeze those shorts sufficiently so that those shorts cover, and that additional demand changes the short-term trend, and then you get a momentum play on the other side. And that brings us up to where we are today, where an overextended dollar rally is running out of steam and is vulnerable to a correction. And I think that perception is one of the reasons why we've seen this firmer action in some of these commodities in here today, which some of which have look a whole lot less overextended than they did previously. But the long-term secular bull market drivers are still in place, although just some of them have been delayed by the global economic slowdown. So that's pretty much the picture here today on the 13th of August. Now, what I won't detail, but do have a look at it, Eureka, we have unrolled here a new filter, a terrific new filter for the chart library, which Owen describes and illustrates in some detail. And it's going to be a big money spinner over the next many years, because what it will enable you to do, enable all of us to do, is to filter in that vast chart library, which probably has 15,000 share type instruments, and to take each sector of the markets. He illustrated with the S&P 500, you could take the FTSE market, that's the UK, you could any markets, Japan, Australia, anything you're interested in, our China section, and you could, it's an additional way for finding relative strength, you could say, show me all the stocks that hit a new 3-month high, a new 6-month high, a new 1-year high. You can set your own parameters on this and identify all these relative strength leaders, whereas we don't have a chance to click through all the 15,000 equity-related instruments to in that manner. So we get the software to do it for us, and then we can click on those charts as they pop up to see which ones look interesting. And as you know, we want to be buying strength in the upturns, and we want to be selling short weakness in the downturns. And so have a look at that. It is well worth familiarizing yourself with that, and it's just one of the ongoing, it's just another important one in the series of ongoing enhancements that we are making and intend to make in the chart library. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.